Well, this is rather nice. I've just been walking around down towards the bottom of Wivenhoe, just going up past the quay, up towards the high street, and I find myself sitting, some very nice surroundings, coffee in hand, and some great conversation. So I've been invited in by one of the local businesses here. Kind sir, your name please?
My name's Alfie.
And Alfie, your business is?
Is the Barbers in Wivenhoe.
So it's the Barbers in Wivenhoe, which is opposite the bakehouse, looking out here now, next door to the grocers. Very, very key central location. Quite a new business. Maybe Alfie's worth mentioning. So, yourself being here in Wivenhoe, how long has the Barbers been open?
The Barbers been open, I think, about 9 months now, and I took the business on at the beginning of December. So, when we had all the snow and not very many customers about, and I had a task on me to build the business up and get it going. So, over the last 4.5 months, I think it is, or 5 months, now the shop's doing very, very well.
Okay, and so your background has been through cutting hair, not in Wivenhoe, but elsewhere?
No, I've been hairdressing for 30 years, and I've worked in Oxford Street in London. I still work in Norwich 2 days a month, and I've worked in Cambridge for 13 years. I had a successful business there, and one near Bury St Edmunds too.
Right, so obviously very, very experienced. I think people, if you chat with people walking around, hopefully Alfred is now responsible for the gentlemen and some of the ladies in Wivenhoe having the finest haircuts around.
Thank you.
Word of mouth is kind of passing that, oh, we've got a new barber in town. He's doing quite a good job.
Do you know, the best advertising has seriously been word of mouth. I mean, it's incredible around here. Everybody's come in and said, I've been recommended to you. And that's such a nice thing to hear from people. And everybody around here is so lovely. Everyone.
Yeah, and obviously Wivenhoe has got its certain ways, but it does seem to be sort of a bit of a changing town at the moment.
Definitely, it's very,
now,
very trendy.
What I do like about Alfie is people around the town must have seen or heard about this. And so, yes, it's a barber's, a traditional style barber's with a red and white pole outside, and you walk in and you know that you're in a barber's and not, say, maybe a supermarket. But coffee and beer, how does that fit in?
Yeah, clients can have a coffee when they're in having an appointment, and then on Thursday nights after five, between 5 and 7, if they book an appointment, they can have a free beer, which is geared at the commuters, so that when I get a lot of people text me and say, I'm just getting on the train, I'll see you for 6:30, and I think it's kind of quite nice if they come in here, chill out, relax. I don't want to create that typical barbershop feel. I want it to be relaxed and chilled, and having a beer is kind of quite nice, really.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll take some photos, but as you walk in, you can see it's an active barbershop, but it's got a nice sort of like lounge feel. There's leather settees, very, very nice and light in here, a bit of music going off. I think beer and haircuts, that is the way to go.
Absolutely, absolutely. Relax and chill out a little bit. And we have the PlayStation for the weekends for the children, so they can come in and they go on the PlayStation and they grab themselves some sweets to take away with them as well. So that makes the experience for the children even better.
And one thing that we've not mentioned, Alfie, is so from being kind of cutting hair in the West End, near West End in London, I imagine that is a fairly sort of different environment to be working in. But what on earth brought you to Wivenhoe?
There's a friend of mine who had the business and suggested that I come over and have a look. And so I came over and I thought, it's not what I expected. It's a lovely place. And I then came in here a couple of times and got a feel for the place. And immediately I was very well received by everybody here.
Yeah, and it's early days, but it is possible to keep alive a local independent business here in Wivenhoe, you think?
Well, this will be fine. This will always be here now, once it's here. I won't let anything else change that at all.
And that's based upon really your reputation in terms of cutting hair, I imagine also pricing and being competitive.
Yeah, I think our prices are fairly good. I mean, we start from £3 actually. We do a refresh for people so they can come and have the sides cleaned up, eyebrows, the neck hair, and cut throughout on the neck. For £3, just in between haircuts, and then the haircut's what, £9, and senior citizens get a reduced price during the week.
Yeah, which I think compares incredibly well to Colchester prices. Why go all the way to Colchester for a haircut when it's right here in Wivenhoe? Coffee, beer, settees.
Fantastic.
It's all there. Okay, Alfie, so if people want to come down, are bookings advisable?
Yeah, we only do bookings on the late nights, on the Tuesday and Thursday after 5 o'clock, and then I close on Saturdays at 4. I've been known to be here till 8 o'clock cutting mine, and after 4 I will take appointments on Saturday, and then I do the first Sunday of the month for people, geared at commuters, so they can come in and have a haircut, and welcome to have a beer on the Sunday, but maybe not at 10 o'clock in the morning.
So just really sort of stroll past and opposite the bakehouse, you really can't miss it. Yeah, I've really enjoyed that, so thank you. That's Alfie,
thank you.
Is our new barber here at Wivenhoe. Yeah, come and support. Thank you
very much.